Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
And our special guest is Supervisor Judy Bosworth, who a little bit earlier gave certificates, proclamations, acknowledging all the hard work of our co-hosts, which really is, they're all volunteers dedicated to the town, to Project Independence, and to our supervisor. And now we're having just a chat with the supervisor in reference to stuff that's going on. And you were talking about the cooperative, so I don't want to take you from that.
So we were talking, Ann mentioned the Cornell Cooperative coming in and talking about healthy eating. And actually, when they came in, they made a frittata. They brought fresh vegetables because they were going to be bringing fresh vegetables over to Magnolia Gardens. And we cut and diced everything. And then we all got to taste the frittatas. And I'm looking at it just a few months later. We're growing our own vegetables and we're gathering our own eggs.
Wow.
So I think it's just a great culmination of what started out as.
Now, that garden's taken care of by the residents?
By the residents.
Oh, okay.
By the residents. And if you go there, it is really a hoot because the chickens are kind of walking around. And it's just wonderful.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah.
And it's all within walking distance of Yes, We Can.
It is. Yes, it is. And Yes, We Can is a great center. So much is going on there now. And this is not for seniors, but we had a wonderful day camp program there this summer. We had over 100 youngsters participating in the program, doing wonderful things. And then you have right next to it is Bunky Reed Park. So Bunky Reed has now become like an extension of Yes We Can. It's one campus. It's Yes We Can Center. It's the Bunky Reed Park, which now has this phenomenal outdoor classroom. So a lot of exciting things happening at Yes We Can for seniors and for our younger population.
But there are plenty of Project Independence people who participate in programs at Yes We Can, because I've come across them through Project Independence, and there is wonderful gym equipment available that allows us to be physically fit.
No question. And our seniors make good use of that. I just recently went to the culmination of a program they had, I think it's called Mindful Art, where they have these beautiful designs and people color.
Oh, okay.
And it was so wonderful. And they had the pictures hanging up, the most beautiful work that you can imagine. And it is something that really alleviates stress and brings out some of the creativity in you. So amazing things happening there. We have book programs going on. So many programs that are going through Project Independence that do take place at Yes We Can, but at so many of our other buildings
and
as
I
well.
And I don't want to discriminate because Tully, which has the Aquatic Center, mm-hmm. is a phenomenal place where there is a lot going on there also, and many of them are seniors, younger, this just a wealth in the town of North Hempstead of available things for all of us.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things also is we have great senior clubs, whether it's the Herrick Senior Center or the Carl Place Senior Center or the Port Washington, Senior Center. We have so many groups mm-hmm. that come together. And it's not like 10 or 20. You're talking about you go into one of these, meetings. It's 100 people. It's 200 people. They get together. They learn from each other, socialization opportunities, all different kinds of activities. But it's a wonderful way to also have our seniors learn about Project Independence and take advantage of it. So we've got a great active senior population, and that makes our town so strong.
The one thing I always bring up when we talk about scams and different things is you have these senior centers. When you go there to the table, don't be afraid to say, somebody just called me and said I should send a check for 100. Did anybody get a call like that? And have them turn around and say, no, you have to share. And we have that opportunity. When you go to a lunch at the Great Neck Senior Center, at the Port Washington, you should say, there's 100 people there. You're sitting at a table. You're not alone in this town. Bring up a question. Say, I'm confused. I heard this is going on. The fellow before was talking about foreclosure scams. If you're in trouble, you just turn around and say, I have an issue going on. Do you know where I could go? Call 311. And we have social workers willing to step in there and work with you. It's just, it's in this town for you. It's your own fault if you don't, you know, you don't apply yourself for it.
Well, what I love also is that, you know, you talk about senior scams.
Mm-hmm.
How many programs have been brought into our senior programs through Madeline Singh, mm-hmm. through, you know, our great district attorney, to talk about the different scams that are, and scams are constantly evolving. The people who want to separate you from your money are getting very clever.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And they do it through computers. They do it through telephone calls. So, you know, the idea is you never give out private information to someone that you don't know. Nobody
right.
from the bank is calling you to say what's your social security
exactly.
number. And so these are things that by bringing these programs to our seniors, it's currently refreshing the, you know, in their minds what they need to be aware
right.
of.
I know you have a big expo coming up.
We do. So we have our fourth regional Aging in Place conference.
Wow.
That's going to be taking place November 1st. It's an Aging in Place in Suburbia conference. And the theme for this this conference is Toolbox for Living Well. So we're going to learn how to take charge of our health, keep our brains fit, how to lead an active life, and stay connected. So in the past, we've had them at Yes We Can. This year, actually, very excitingly, we have a basketball team, the Long Island Nets.
Nets,
so
okay.
it's their kind of their farm team that's making use of our center, which is wonderful for the kids there for so many reasons. But we're talking about seniors now.
But the kids can watch them.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not only can the kids watch, but they've been mentoring the kids. They've just been doing a
great
job
okay.
with providing opportunities for our kids there. So the conference is going to be at the Inn at New Hyde Park.
Okay.
Which is located at 214 Jericho Turnpike in New Hyde Park. When we were talking about putting it there, my first concern was, oh, the parking there is really awful. What are we going to do? There will be valet parking, and I know we have people coming in by buses, but if you want to get there on your own, valet parking will be available. So we
okay,
want to make
perfect.
Sure that everybody gets there. It's always an exciting day. And I know Christina was saying people are putting in reservations. They're coming in droves. So if you're interested in doing this, please, again, call 311 to register for the conference and if you want more information about it.
Christina, just give it quickly, all the different types of things are going to be going on there.
So we have, every day we keep growing, but the first presentation is going to be called Inhale the Past, Exhale the Future. And it's going to be a wonderful thing that's really about just kind of coping with old relationships and starting anew. Then the second one, we're going to have our Medicare, because it's open enrollment, Medicare Part D, which is going to be really informative, as well as we're going to have Ron Fatula, who we've had on the show. He's going to be talking about Beyond Medicare. And we have on a whole little, the Integrative Health Center through Northwell, which will be wonderful, though, because this is kind of the way of the future, is this integrative health. So they'll be on. We have someone from Hofstra talking about cultural wellness. So we really are having a whole picture, filling that toolbox, and it should be really a great conference. So
good.
I love that concept of toolbox, because
yes.
I know that everybody's going to be going home with different
right,
goodies
exactly.
for their own
yes,
personal
that's right.
toolbox.
Well, that's it. There's booths, too.
Yeah, there'll be a whole expo. You know, there every day, you know, people are coming in. So we're at like 50 vendors like
wow.
right now.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
so
always,
tuned.
That's giveaways that's and information
right.
and
absolutely.
Stuff, you know.
So that'd be, but you know, there are so many other things that are going to be going on for our seniors. We will have our senior Halloween dances. You know, it's already the middle of September.
Goes too fast.
It does. It does. Well, I will tell you, I was at Call Place Senior just this past week, and they're selling their handcrafts items, which
okay,
are just
okay.
extraordinarily beautiful. And I bought this fabulous witch, and I went, wow, it's Halloween already, but it is. So our Halloween dances are going to be Friday, October 20th at 11 a.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, and on Friday, October 27th at 11 a.m. at Fuschillo Park. So
this is a reservation, isn't it? You call for these?
I'll
double check.
I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
But if we don't know, and I don't know, I'm going to have
yeah.
to call 311 and find
out. Right,
a
no,
cab.
You call 311, yeah, because, right. you know, if we wind up with 500 people.
No, you're right. Usually they are through reservations.
I think.
So.
Okay.
Just to let, just so they have a
they
number
have an
of who's
idea,
coming.
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, thank you, John.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking, I'm not,
right.
you know.
But, so, you know, these are things that we're already planning, and we know we have Spooky Walk.
Right, right, right.
So I will tell you, Spooky Walk is great, but if you're planning on taking your grandchildren, you need to know that the Spooky Walk that takes place on Friday and Saturday night from 6:30 to 9:30 is really scary. I kind of previewed it because I wanted to take my grandchildren to it and wound up going Sunday afternoon for not so spooky
walk. Oh, you did? Okay.
So if the kids are really young, I would go to the afternoon
session. 2 years ago I went and I was taking my grandson and somebody said not to. They said, no, you're not taking a four-year-old through there at night.
No. Yeah. Oh, no.
But it is also well attended.
Oh, yeah.
And the lines can be long out into the street. So have patience. They do have entertainment going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it moves quickly. But be aware that you're not the only kid on the block that wants to see it. And parking and everything else. You just have to take it into consideration.
Right.
And so the theme this year is Hollywood. So there are going to be all
kinds
of wonderful surprises there. I just saw the flyer.
Line is a sign of success.
Absolutely.
We have 1 minute to go.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing.
All right. Our final stop event of the year at North Hempstead Beach Park is going to be Saturday, October 28th, Sunday, October 29th from 9 to 3. Bring your aerosols, your household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, fertilizers, bulbs, thermostats, rechargeable lithium batteries, TVs, and computers. You can also bring personal documents for shredding. Gently used clothing will be collected for Big Brother and Big Sister. Again, no pharmaceuticals. You need to have a police presence there.
Okay.
Nassau County Police is no longer providing that.
Okay.
So, but you can bring them to your local precinct.
One thing about the STOP program, and we're out of here, and Judy Bosworth, is Judy cares about the environment. And that's one of her big initiatives. I'm not going to go into it now. We'll go into it another time. But these are the type of thing, the STOP programs. You just don't throw the stuff out. Everything should be recycled, recycled safely, and put, you know, in the proper, disposed of properly.
I'm just going to have to come back.
Absolutely. I mean, it's over. Thank you so much, Supervisor Bosworth, for being with us today. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We had a great day with our co-host. And Christina, thank you for all the work you do.
Have a good one.